something I had to do. Everybody check your email. There's a update to the invocation.
I haven't checked it for yet. Let me check it right now.
Yeah, we added a line.
Is it a new one for today?
Yes.
No, I haven't checked it yet since I haven't been there.
Yeah, I just got it out less than an hour ago. And it's an 11 on the Richter scale that we do it and do it right. One of those type things. And I talked to Coco and to Jesse, and they're both going to try to get in tonight, and they're right up on top of the game. So we need to really hammer the hell out of this. We ran into a news report because the media, of course, is trying to sell the hell out of the Democrats. And it seems that in the process, 91% of the black people are in support of Obama. They can't do that because of his policy. They have to be doing that because he's black. I'm not going to let him do that to our period.
Isn't that amazing, though? I found that amazing.
91%, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, poll, too.
I heard it real early this morning.
We're going to put a stop in it. That's what the invocation is about. If they had enough sense to do that for an Allen Key, it would be different. I could live with Allen Keys as a president. As a matter of fact, better than Bush if we got in the process.
Hello, are you tired?
I am very tired.
You sound like you're at the hoop and zap.
I sound like what?
Like your zap.
I am, and I don't really quite know why.
I feel the same way. I almost fell asleep waiting for the clock to hit 44.
That makes three of us.
Really? How about you, Bobby? How's your energy supply tonight?
That great scraping sound you hear. My glutamus maximus wiping my crack down.
That's funny.
We ought to have a book written just with Bobby's little sayings.
I've been tracking them for years.
It's just, I mean, really don't expect it.
My favorite is that'll go over like a fart in church.
Yep.
Picture the woman is sitting in front of me, turning around, giving a dirty look.
Lord.
I used that one out at lunch with my coworkers the other day. It really took them off guard. A fart in church?
I think the one that got Shiloh the worst was that if I could just die, I'd live happily ever after. Somebody came in. Who's that?
Bark, bark.
Yeah, get it. Me, you, Diane, Shiloh, Pete. And Andrea.
And Sparkle.
And Sparkle goes fucking quick.
Well, he's locked out of the room, and I've just been commanded to open the door. Well, come on. You're out. We're not going to have it open.
I've got two of my cats locked up in my closet.
I just put mask off my chair. I got out of it to open the door, and she's right back up in there. Come on, Bumble, hurry. There's three chairs in here, and she has to be in mine.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Coco!
Hi!
Well, we're getting a house full. There's Mayu, Andrea, Shiloh, Pete, Diane, and Kitty.
I spoke to Rosie briefly earlier. She will be here.
Well, if everyone gets their email and gets it open, so what we're going to do is we've got to add it. We've got to tear this playhouse up. I'm not letting that communist son of a bitch hurt by Kushites. I'm just not going to do that. If he can hurt them, he can hurt anybody, and I'm not going to let him hurt anyone. Communist son of a bitch.
Well, it makes it worse because they trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Not ours. Ours know better, but...
Well, that's why we're going to target it directly. And when you put us through the drill tonight, like we talked today, in the prep, to do this with our own personal virtue.
You're cutting out. I heard personal virtue and then comes off.
Probably a goddamn phone again. Then we're going to be able to knock the piss out of things correctly with a great deal more firepower. And we'll have the new invocation to test with the new virtue procedure. We're not nearly heavyweight enough to take on the Nephilim and the Wind at the moment. We've only got a couple of kinks in our goddamn armor, and we're going to pound on them. But as soon as we get this drill team together a little more, we're going to make the Nephilim come walk the chalk line, too.
Well, that's reason good enough for me to live to see tomorrow.
Yep, I want to pound all their goddamn asses for everything they've done.
Sir, let me ask you a question. Is there any way in which the Nephilim can actually turn from their evil ways and go toward the holiness, the righteousness?
Sure. Any of them at any time, just like anyone else.
Okay.
The filthy bastards won't, but they can.
Okay.
But about half of the Nephilim population as a whole is on our side. The Anasazi's been dealt with treacherously, and the Nephilim were saying, no, that's wrong. At least half of them across the board. But they have a planetary government system. That's why they have a king.
Mm.
And government is as corrupt and jackass there as it is here, evidently.
Mm. Trust them that they actually have stated that they will turn? Can one trust actually their words?
No.
Okay.
The only Nephilim that I would trust at all are those of Horus and any of his warriors under his command. Any of those, no question. Any of them among the Horus, no question about it. I trust them implicitly. But of the rest of them, I trust those out of his family. But I would have Horus lay it out for him.
Okay.
Jefferson right now. He's got better things to do than check up on such damn things, but we will get to that.
Let me ask you a question, Bobby.
Yeah.
Procedural question here as I'm looking at this. We're going to take the body of light, go up the planes real quick, charge it with the elements on Asana, and then come back down. We'll do a little bit of study and practice with Virtue on the exit plate.
Yes, get everybody.
No, here's kind of the question. The question is about the sun link.
Okay.
When we get back to the etheric, do we go ahead and make the sun link and grab the black fire and come back and do our exercises with the black fire, or just wait and go make the sun link after we're through?
Get their work to do that so that they can feel that in their body. When they go and make a sun link, do that with Virtue so they can feel it within themselves more than just a mental picturing. Some of them still won't be able to do that, but that's all right. You'll catch on. And while they're there, have them physically grab a fist full of black fire that we're going to use. And to feel it, because it's hotter. It's hotter than the sun.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to hurt them, but they should be able to feel that black fire. It's heavy and it's hot. And when they bring it back and they've got it, then they make the body of damnation.
Well, we were going to study a little bit of Virtue and practice on a couple of 3 points, maybe use some different applications with that Virtue, and then do the body of damnation and do the invocation.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. You can do it that way.
Okay. I don't have a script. I don't even have any notes, but what I'm offering up is a little bit of study out loud as if I were doing it myself.
That'll work. It should not be a problem with that.
Okay.
If you get in trouble, I'll be available.
Well, don't let me stick a foot in it, and then we have to back it up. If you hear me going wrong, jump in any time.
I will.
Okay.
I'll make sure that when they get there, they're there right the first time.
Okay. But 2 minutes till the hour, 1 minute. My computer seems to be a minute behind everybody else's. You probably got sharp on the hour. Where's Rosie?
Mine says last Thursday, 2 weeks ago. So.
Better late than never.
Don't laugh, it's as close as it's been yet.
Well?
Pelosi reacts to Democrats distancing themselves from her.
Well, we had a little bit of exercise planned for her tonight in the California front.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, Morgan and Victor have arrived, so I guess I'll go ahead and get started. So we... Mark?
Meow.
Okay,
is it okay? Give it another minute. I don't know why I'm
Rosie
behind.
I talked to her 10 minutes ago. Is that her?
Jesse?
Jesse? Okay, hi, Jesse. We're waiting
Hello.
On Rosie.
Okay. I want to be silent, Bob, tonight. Y'all have fun.
Okay. I'm mute. We're waiting on Rosie.
Okay.
A little bit. We'll wait another minute.
General, you still there?
Yeah.
Are we up?
Hello, Rosie. quality of life. I know Shalom suggested just say the word, body of light. We've been doing it with a couple of deep breaths. Take your pick. I'm going to stick with my old habit of a couple of deep breaths. Okay. Now, let's charge it up the flames right quick. Hathor. Hathorah. Hathorah. Idea. Hakarma. Hasana. Okay, now the great element. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. And earth. Okay. Now coming back down, bring the energy with that body of light. Feel that great element. Take a minute to sense it. Hosanna, Hosanna. All the righteousness, soak it up. Okay, now let's come back down. Hosanna. Hakarma. Idea. Hetera. Hathorah and Hathor. Okay, with that body of light fully charged, let's take a look at the new information. Work with it a minute. Get used to it. Feel it. Virtue. Awareness of our own essence. Feel your body of light. Feel your physical body. And just be aware of it. Feel the sensation in your hands. And visualize the spirit. That body of light. All those energies, all those essences. Now, project your virtues. Project yourself. Your essence. Your chi, your energy. Your being, your consciousness, your awareness. Feel it around you like an egg. Go about 6 feet out in every direction. And you can start to feel stuff in it as you envelop things with your essence. You're sitting in a chair, feel your essence surrounding and absorbing that chair. Now go to the wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling in the room you're in. Project your essence throughout that whole room, your virtue. You can actually feel it touching the wall. Feel it touch the ceiling. You kind of feel it like it's on the top of your head. Okay, now push it into the next room and the one beyond that until you're filling your whole house. I'm kind of starting to feel prickles in my hands, even though I'm touching the back wall of my house and the front wall too, and I'm sitting in the front of the house, so it feels a little lopsided. Now go up to the roof through the attic. Poke your head out a little bit. Project your essence outside some. Go to your property line. It's a sensation of reading, feeling, and seeing and smelling and hearing everything within your range of your property. And at the same time, you're imposing your will throughout your property. So it's a give and take feeling, a feed. All the way to the street and all the way to the back fence. Apparently, we can stretch it all over everywhere. Okay, now, put some righteous anger in it. Think about what the communists are doing to our country. Those goddamn lying, thieving, demonic, demoncrats. Feel yourself get mad, feeling that virtue all the way from property line to property line. The imposition gets a lot stronger than the reed, if you can balance it out. Notice the bushes, the trees. And fill it up with your virtue. This would be a good way to sense anything wrong and to fix it. Okay. Now let's take the virtue and consciousness of it and go to New York. Stretch your virtue all the way to New York. There's a governor's race there. And we want that governorship in New York. The Tea Party candidate is named Paladino. He is not a politician. He's a businessman. And he's ready to take a baseball bat to Albany. He's not getting a fair shake in the media. And his Democrat opponent is a long-time family generational politician. He's on a high-minded high horse. Because Paladino is a man of virtue himself. But they're eating him alive. And he doesn't care whether he's elected or not. But he needs protection, and we want that seat. So visualize Andrew Cuomo. Everybody's heard that name. That's the Democrat. Feel his virtue. He is vile and unrighteous and a liar and a thief. And he'd do anything to hold on to that power. So let's try something with our virtue. It's stretched over there in sensory mode. Take the virtue of yourself and that outer edge and shoot it into Andrew Cuomo like bullets from a machine gun and just fill him up, riddle his body with bullets of your virtue that turn into worms. And let them as worms eat him from the inside out. Your virtue is way more powerful than his demonic virtue. With impunity, voracious worms. And see him growing bigger and bigger and consuming him. Eating his goddamn ass from the inside out. Study it. Feel it. Now, take the other guy, Paladino. Take some more of your virtue and wrap him in it. We're going to protect him. So envelop him, wrap him in your virtue as protection. I feel it radiate, feel it shine. on him that it might protect and continue his virtue, and his righteousness will thrive. Okay. And leave him with it. Cut it loose from you. Right there, and leave it with him. We're going to go to the other side of the country. Go to California. All right, take the whole state. This is a vile cesspool. Let's charge your virtue. Let's go make that sun link now. We've had a feeling of it without the sun link. Let's go get some sun and a black fire and come back to California. Jump into the sun. Charge your body of light and your virtue. Feel it. Makes my heart jump a little faster. Feel my blood flow. I'm starting to feel flush from the heat. I can visualize my body of light and that egg-shaped virtue growing. Growing bigger and bigger. Filling up with the sun, the heat, expansion. Expanding that virtue and making it hotter. It's a yellow gold and visible. Okay, now go to the center of the sun and grab a handful of the black fire. Feels a little different than usual. Can actually feel it. More than just see it. Heavy. Hot. It's ashy. I got kind of a blue color, like an indigo. Indigo color of a blue. Feel it in my palm. Okay. Now bring your body of light back with a link from the sun to your belly ball, to your belly. And let that sun pour in through that link, charging that body of light, which in turn charges your physical body, which in turn expands your virtue. Okay, now in California, Nancy Pelosi, let's do her some worms too, just to see the difference between the black fire, virtue holding black fire, and not. So again, take your virtue, find Nancy Pelosi. Filthy rag bitch, she's not hard to find. And she is loaded with demons. Take your virtue and fire it into her. And fire it into her demons. She's carrying over 1,000 demons just herself. That's the only thing keeping her walking. Okay, fill her up, riddled like machine gun, with virtue, bullets of your own, righteous virtue. It burns her upon their entry, burns her demons. Now, have it start eating at her, eating at them, eating them alive, till there's nothing left, except what's burning in hell. Foul bitch. Okay. Now we've got a race for the governor in California too. With Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman. Same thing going. Meg Whitman is a Tea Party favorite on the Republican ticket. Big scandal over her Hispanic illegal maid. And Gloria Allred lumped her in with Jerry Brown. And take them, let's try something different. Take the virtue, spread it into two strands at your outer edge of your virtue. Stretch it out, start at his feet, and wrap him until he's tied in a goddamn square knot with your virtue, and hang him. He is a vile abomination, and he needs to be hung. So take that virtue, wrap it around his neck in a hangman's noose, and hang him. He will be hanged out to dry and burned by our virtue, because he is an abomination. Okay. Black fire in the virtue makes it exceptionally hot. Hang that goddamn bastard. I want rope burns on his neck tomorrow morning. Okay, now something else different. Let's try it. All the Mexican votes. There's a lot. Vote for Jerry Brown. Meg Whitman fired one of our own. Yeah, big scandal. Yeah, that. Believe in all the goddamn media. And Gloria Allred, big fat lying goddamn mouth. Take the entire Hispanic population of California. Okay, let's make a line. All the Curians line up on the west, the east of California. We're going to east and we're facing west. Now we're going to overlap our virtue and spread it out and lay it blanket across every Hispanic, legal or illegal. Lay it across them, and we are going to smother them. Smother them out to an absolute non-effect. As far as I'm concerned, if you're here illegally, you're breaking the law. Well, we ain't only the felons. No. If you're here illegally, you're breaking the law. You're a criminal, and you got to go. So lay the virtue out over every Hispanic. Everyone. And we're going to smother them. And now see it, pounding them into the ground. Pounding, 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 pounding. Pave the top of the street. Pave the street with the tops of their heads. I don't want to hear any more yap about Spanish this, Mexican that. Bullshit. Stephen Lyon working with a bunch of dead suckers. Sorry. Blanket them out. Non-effect. Lay our virtue over the top of them. Smother them out. Okay? And cut that loose and leave it there. Just stay on them. Probably wouldn't hurt to just reach up, grab a little sun, and keep it linked. Okay, now let's take Meg Whitman and protect her in the same manner as the New York Paladino. Just wrap her in your virtue as protection. Because at this point, she wants to do the right thing. So protect her virtue. Okay. And that's all the exercise I had to do, or that I had planned. So the rest of it, we're going to use in the invocation itself. So just come back to where you are, to your physical body. Remember your element, and remember the planes up and down. Now with the new element of virtue, project it out. Make it brighter. Pull in some sun. Pull in some sun and brighten it and brighten yourself. Sense it all the way out and around. Now, about to do this invocation. Project your virtue all over the United States. We should be overlapping. Can feel everybody else. I feel Rosie over in Virginia. I feel Pete, Shiloh. Ernie, there you are. Coco, you're close by. Jesse, feel you too. Diane, everybody's in. Denny, feel it filling out. It's slowly stacking up. You can feel it, all of us, projecting across the country. It's really quite beautiful. Okay, I feel it filled up. All right, now, I'm going to call the entities and the powers. Now, when we get to the invocation, focus on the virtue of yourself and the imposition, imposing our virtues with these invocations, if they have no choice but to obey. No choice. Okay. All right, feel it stretched out nationwide. Really quite beautiful. It reminds me of a thick multi-layered color wheel. All of us together. All right now. Still holding on to that black fire. We hadn't done the body of damnation yet. Calling the powers and the entities. By the righteous powers and holy authorities of our own, I am conscious. We, the righteous sons and daughters of Akuria, servants of Supreme Lord, of all High Lords, El Aku, Alaha Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentum of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof, to hear and accomplish this invocation of truth. Here and now, come forth into our presence and do our bidding, and you shall deny us not. We summon Archangel Raphael, Wind Epilote, the servant wind of Europe, Holy Bahaliel, and Holy Saravoti. We summon Archangel Michael, the south wind Note, the servant wind Lipe, Holy Nathriel, and Holy Yetwell. We summon Archangel Gabriel, the west wind Zephyros, the servant wind Skyron, Holy Aniel, and Holy Hamile. We summon Archangel Uriel, the north wind Boreas, the servant wind Kaikias, Holy Beli, and Holy Forlock. We summon Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding, in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raguel, ruler of the loosening, in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raphael, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Covenant of the Most High, servant to the Most High Lord God of all creation, and the first I Am. Feel all of their virtues. mixed with ours. We let power. We summon Ben Nez, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Pruel. Guard of the main gates of the west wind, Druiel. Guard of the main gates of the south wind, Albium. Guard of the main gates of the north wind, Yoduka. We require all of you here and now to hear and immediately cause to be manifest in earth our command, and you shall deny us not. Here and now, all blessings of the Most High be manifest upon all true and righteous Acurians. Here and now, all entities, living and dead, recognize the righteous power and holy authority of all true and righteous Acurians. Power your virtue right here, so that everybody recognizes it, living and dead. From the first entity to the last one created. Pull in that sun and make your virtue glow. No doubt about who we are. Here and now, expose and hold accountable all Levites and Jews for their abominations against all black races. Here and now, all black people reject and abandon Barack Hussein Obama. Charge that one, that's new. New with virtue. Strangle him. And a stranglehold around the Jews next too. Out of your virtue. Strangle and hold them with it. Here and now, expose and hold accountable all Levites and Jews for their abominations against all Anasazi tribes. Here and now, expose and hold accountable all Levites and Jews for their lies, conspiracies, deceits, greed, thieveries, and treason. Here and now, all false religions, Catholic, Christianity, Mormon, Muslim, and Hebrew, be exposed as demonism and removed from the earth. Here and now, all doctrines, acceptances, and practices of race mixing be exposed as demonism and removed from the earth. Here and now, all doctrines, acceptances, and practices of homosexuality be exposed as demonism and removed from the earth. Okay. Now it's time for that body of damnation. You're the heavy duty. Real quick, make the body of damnation. Deposit your fistful of black fire. Cut the thing loose from you. Deposit the black fire. Throw it, fling it, sling it, put it. Declare that a body of damnation. All right. Now we'll call the element set for deprivation. Now sense your virtue. That's the exercise tonight. Feel your virtue as your aura. Be aware of it nationwide, as well as up close to you. And you can sense and read and impose your will on everything within your virtue. Now, Akasha, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents
of any and all room to exist, together with all life, comfort, pleasures, and accomplishments. They shall not exist in Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hesera, Hesera, Hathor, or Earth. Air! You shall hear and now, and forever after, deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hesera, Hathera, Hathor, or Earth, and stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapurdom, and Perdidon. Fire! You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all expansion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hesera, Hesera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Deros, Danaka, Kessi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapurdom, and Perdidon. Water! You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all control in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hesera, Hesera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapurdom, and Perdidon. Earth, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all manifestation in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hesera, Hesera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapurdom, and Perdidon. East Wind Ethelotes. Servant Wind Eura, South Wind Note, Servant Wind Lipe, West Wind Zephyros, Servant Wind Skyron, North Wind Boreas, Servant Wind Kaikias. We, the righteous sons and daughters of Acuria, command you to take all motion, momentum, heat, expansion, control, hope, communication, understanding, credibility, sympathies, money, power, influences, and any and all success from any and all minds, consciousnesses, souls, and spirits of the socialist media and of the United States Democrat Party. Sympathy or persuasion, including all actual or potential Democrat voters, associates or supporters, open or secret, foreign or domestic, and to redirect all such energy and forces into an immediate manifestation of complete destruction thereof. Okay, I feel the power is up. This virtue is a good thing. Alright, keeping that in mind, the forefront of the mind. Come now, all forces, energies, powers, authorities, thoughts, and endeavors of all socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat your virtue. This everything and everybody must obey. Especially when we're all stacked in it together. Feel the power of our group, of all of us. Note your own power and feel the exponential power of the group. It's intoxicating. It really is. It's amazing to feel it. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, for you are called into eternal judgment. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party and the media, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, race mixing, debauchery, uncleanliness, and unrighteousness. All socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth nor in any realm of existence. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, abomination you have practiced, and abomination you shall receive. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party and the media, here and now, winds of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition, infect, and spoil these of evil, like unto yourselves, and spare them not. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul wind of Perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all socialist deprivations you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul black flames of Perdition and the eternal vile and foul death of Perdition and the eternal vile and foul agony of Perdition from the depths of hell, from which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all the agonies of poverty, deprivation, and desecration, including all deaths, injuries, suffering, and all socialist enslavement, and all agonies of death, injury, trauma, and hardship of anyone and everyone, including all military and paramilitary, and all agonies of disease, plague, famine, poverty, deprivation, desecration, and socialism that you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. Spirits, socialism, and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party, the vile and foul winds of Perdition, the vile and foul black flames of Perdition, the vile and foul death of Perdition, and the vile and foul agony of Perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength, and without endurance, and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul winds of Perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot You have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. So you have been adjudicated and found guilty. You are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of civility, for there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. Abomination you have practiced, and abomination you shall receive here and now. Winds of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition, infect, boil, and consume these of evil, like unto yourself, and spare them not. Guardian winds of hell, attend this judgment that none in this body of damnation escape. Black flames of hell, do this judgment and burn all this body of damnation. Death of Perdition, obey this judgment. Slay all in this body of the damned. Agony of hell, go where the judgment sends you. Doom all in this body of the damned. You shall neither deny nor fail. Now from Hepburn, all socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party, go now into the endless depths of Perdition, for you are sentenced and cursed to hell by true and righteous judgment. Perdition, surrender yourself to this judgment. Open your endless depths. Mercurians on three, toss your body of damnation down. One, two, three. Slam it to hell into Perdition. Wind of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition. Come forth in great quantity and resign yourself to this judgment now. Winds of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition. Spare not this judgment upon this body of damnation, and venture not anywhere else until all shall exclaim, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Most High, with the name of the Most High upon him, El Aku, Elijah Asurai. It is spoken, it is written, and the main gates of hell are forever closed and locked behind it, and shall not attempt against it. Earth. Now, let's recharge that body of life and virtue. Be aware of it. You'll feel it. Hathor. Hathorah. Estera, Idea, Akarma, Asana, now take a deep breath and feel your virtue up here. Feel it just automatically spread and get lighter. Lighter, I mean brighter, but more dense. Up here in Hassana, virtue just wants to expand. It's almost taking my breath away. I feel my body stretching out, my neck going up. Feel my head above my head. Now charge it with the element, Akasha. Air, fire, water, feel the approval in the claims here? I feel it. Could almost feel like applause. She's never been on stage. Okay, let's come back down. Bring it with you. Bring that real good feel good. That righteousness. Righteous impunity. Asana. Akama. Idea. Hestera. Hestera. Now insert that body of light into your physical body and tense yourself. Attach it. Still feel that virtue. That's kind of going to be a feeling all the time. Just a new level of awareness. Remember how we just shoved it out, filled the room, filled the house. Of the country. Okay, pause up. Born Ketalasa is now in Busat. Wait. Blue sword, stand down.
Okay.
Well, that was a hell of a
I felt the new level of power. I really did. And I felt the teamwork just clicking. A clicking's not a real good word. It layered like a lemon pie on a crust topped with meringue.
Whatever.
And it baked. I mean, it did.
Mm. It makes me hungry.
I'm full of town hall, and I don't want anything to eat, but, you know, that's what it reminded me of.
Okay, well, I'm checking out now.
Okay,
okay,
good
Rosie.
Night.
All right. So, good night.
Bark.
Bark, bark. Are you out here?
Okay.
He's checking out.
Good night, Coco. And this is just
beautiful
me.
Job.
Thanks.
Okay, good night.
Thanks. Bye. Bobby, you still on?
Yep. Anybody else here with us? Well, that was a well done, dear. Repeat, a well done.
Well, thank you. It was just a study out loud. You know, I'm sure we'll refine it. As it goes, but, you know, I went with my plan and then recorded my reactions out loud.
Well, before you can tune an engine to run smooth, first you got to get it to start.
Yep. Well, I know a few hot wire tricks if I don't have a key. And we were working without a key, as always, in a brand new metaphysician, you know, metaphysical concept. We don't have a script. So, it's trial and error and make it up as we go. So, I was satisfied. I would have been satisfied with that as a self-study.
Yeah, very good. No problem with it at all.
Well, you didn't butt in, so I didn't think so.
I just let it ride. Some of the most beautiful destructions going on out there.
Oh, I can feel them. I already feel them. I mean, we did take it a notch up. That was a very good idea on Shiloh's part to incorporate this. Even though we were doing it automatically already, just by calling attention to it, and focusing on it and taking it to another level, we made leaps and bounds in one effort. So, so it was a good idea. And
and I'm thrilled. And I would be waiting in the morning a Nephilim report. I'd like to hear all the old whining. He's thinking way too much.
Well, it's just an energy in motion that we need done. No question about that.
Well, it's going to be real interesting to see just how disinterested the Hispanics in California get.
Yeah, we got to watch the news now. Sit on hard on top of it.
Yeah. Well, it would better do it again. I'd like to see how it works, the difference between, you know, how did it work, us wrapping them in protection? How did it work, like shooting them with bullets and letting it eat them from the inside out?
Well, that's something we're going to find out. And if not, I've got a way that we'll get what we want done. So, let's check it out, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, Bobby. Mark.
Yeah, Mark.